USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says there is no reason a debt ceiling deal can't be passed.
There is no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
A bill needs to be passed by that day to raise the debt ceiling. A vote on the increase is expected later this week.
The deal that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for signature. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. I'm Dave Collins.
Progressive House Democrats have not promised support for the proposed debt ceiling deal. For many areas of the country, the unofficial start of summer was fairly good weather-wise. NBC News meteorologist Angie Lastman says people in the Northeast were enjoying the conditions.
The Northeast has been picture perfect all weekend long. We continue that through today. 76 degrees in New York. I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
Lastman says weather was no problem in the Great Lakes area, while the Northern Plains were getting some spotty showers. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic got some heavy rain from a low-pressure area. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin used the Memorial Day event at Arlington National Cemetery Monday to salute the 50th anniversary of the all-volunteer Army.
Our all-volunteer force has blended military power with moral power.
Austin says the all-volunteer Army mixes American arms with those who willingly serve the country. In a sudden move, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising nuclear weapons to any nation that joins Russia and Belarus. The leader of Belarus made that pledge in comments broadcast Sunday on Russian state TV. The field is set for the NCAA college baseball tournament. Wake Forest, the top overall seed. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Not all Republicans are happy with the debt ceiling deal.
Florida governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is slamming the deal that was reached between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, saying it does nothing to stop the U.S. from careening toward bankruptcy. DeSantis says even with the new spending caps in the bill, the deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Something amiss at the home of the Kentucky Derby? A dozen horses died during the Churchill Downs spring track meet, prompting the Horse Racing Safety Authority to hold an emergency summit. The authority announced it would happen Tuesday and will bring several veterinary teams together to analyze what happened. The group also sent a seasoned superintendent to give a second opinion of Churchill Downs racing surfaces. At least 2 people are dead and 2 others injured after a shooting and stabbing in Virginia. Authorities say it happened Monday at an apartment complex in Fairfax County where all of the people involved met up for a specific reason, they say. 2 men were shot and declared dead shortly after. And the articles of impeachment against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have been delivered to the state Senate. The 12 House impeachment managers, 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats, delivered the articles to the Senate secretary on Monday afternoon. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.